Duct Tape Marketing Podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo. Klaviyo is a platform that helps growth-focused e-commerce brands drive more sales with super targeted, highly relevant email, Facebook, and Instagram marketing. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Duct Tape Marketing Podcast. This is John Jantz, and my guest today is Kim Spalding. She is the product leader and general manager ads for small business and emerging markets at Google. So, Kim, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, John. Glad to be here.
So, you know, LinkedIn tells me you've been at Google for about 4 years, and here's the key question I need to know. How long did it take you to stop calling it AdWords?
Hopefully I won't do it on this call.
I'm the same way. It's very hard for me to not write that, but we're getting there. So, you know, we talked about you being in ads for small business, and that's one of the tools that Google offers for small business, but there's just an array of them, probably in some ways, many of them are missed by small businesses. So I wonder if maybe you could touch on a couple of your favorite tools that you think small businesses maybe should be more aware of than they are. I mean, I lovingly refer to it as the Googleverse. So, you know, what are some of the tools that you think might be a little under the radar?
Yeah, you got it. And you know, our mission is to help small medium businesses get online and grow. And you know, as you know, small businesses are the backbone of our local economies. And you know, I love knowing that every time I spend a dollar on a small business in my local, in my town and in my city, that 67 cents of that dollar stays local, which is really cool. However, we see that so many small businesses, you know, don't have all the digital tools that they need to reach customers. 51% of small businesses in the U.S. don't have a website, which means that when users try to come and find them online, they miss the opportunity to connect. So one of the first things I wanted to mention was a new site that we launched in June of this year called Google for Small Business. And, you know, Google for Small Business is an easy and streamlined way for businesses to find the solutions they need. You enter a couple of easy pieces of information about your business, like the, you know, type of products and services you offer and your goals. And then, you know, the website produces a step-by-step plan that's customized for you. And that's just a really easy and great way to get started and get a sense of some of the first easy steps you can take to take advantage of Google and the internet to grow your business.
So what are some examples of things that it would suggest? Like if it doesn't find a Google My Business page for you or something, that might be one of the suggestions?
That's exactly right. You know, my wish is that 100% of businesses in the U.S. Would have a website and would claim their free listing on Google My Business, because it's a completely free tool. It's really simple and easy to use, and it allows you to claim and really tailor your listing on Google Search and Google Maps. So the Google My Business tool is definitely something I'd want. Again, it's something I want every small business to either claim their listing if they haven't done that yet, or if they have, really make your profile your own, right? Upload more pictures, respond to reviews, right? Make sure all of your unique products and services, you know, are captured there. Post offers, right? You know, all of those things make your listing really come to life and grab customers when they find you, when they find you online.
Well, and I've been doing this long enough that I was urging Google Places, which was sort of the first local directory, and then moved to Google Plus, and now we're really all in on Google My Business. And I've been saying for a while, it seems like Google's serious about this one, that this is here to stay, and that, you know, it seems like almost weekly, you know, some new feature, or, you know, now you can do click to call and text and schedule appointments and get quotes. I mean, so I have been all in on telling people just what you just said, that not only claim it, but they're going there and look at all the things that you can actually do there. In addition to the insights, the data, search terms, zip codes that people are asking for directions. I mean, when you really get under the hood, it's kind of a treasure trove of information.
That's totally right. You know, you can see what kinds of searches are most likely to trigger your business, which gives you really useful information about what kinds of customers are interested in you and what they're searching for, which is really great.
Okay, now that I just gave you this ad for Google My Business, I'm going to give you one pushback that I hear. It does appear that there's a move by Google to place a search farther away from our website. So in other words, now if I find you on Maps listing, I have to click a button to go to another page to then get the website, or maybe even the featured snippets, I don't even have to leave the SERPs to find the information that I'm looking for. Talk to me a little bit about that, because that's a frustration with some small business owners. They've invested all this in their website, and it feels more like Google's just taking the data, but keeping people in the SERPs.
It's interesting because we actually find that, you know, oftentimes that benefits small businesses, right? I mean, you know, having exactly the right information in exactly the right place in your website and making sure it's mobile and fast loading, right, is not always consistent across our smallest businesses, right? So making sure that the information that users need is right there and well-structured and easy to get to and consistent helps users engage with businesses faster, which tends to benefit small businesses.
All right, let's talk about advertising. Do you see, because I'm guessing you plug into what's going on and, you know, all of the information that you're able to kind of hone from your initiatives, do you see some definite small business trends when it comes to advertising? And I guess I'm really not necessarily talking about things they're doing. I'm probably maybe talking about things they're doing that are working.
Yes. So, I mean, the first trend, which I know you talk about a lot, that we see from small businesses is they're just really busy, right? And I know this from my personal experience as a small business owner, right? Like, there was just never enough time to learn and do everything that I needed to do. So we hear that small business owners are really, really busy. And at the same time, you know, we hear the number one challenge that small businesses face is finding new customers. Right. So, you know, those are the two things that we hear most consistently, which is why we spend so much time working on our smart campaign solution for small businesses, trying to make that product just as simple and easy to use as we possibly can, so that small business owners can quickly get ads up and running and get the best of Google with a lot of ease.
I want to remind you that this episode is brought to you by Klaviyo. Klaviyo helps you build meaningful customer relationships by listening and understanding cues from your customers. And this allows you to easily turn that information into valuable marketing messages. There's powerful segmentation, email autoresponders that are ready to go, great reporting. You want to learn a little bit about the secret to building customer relationships? They've got a really fun series called Klaviyo's Beyond Black Friday. It's a docuseries, a lot of fun, quick lessons. Just head on over to klaviyo.com, Beyond BF, Beyond Black Friday.
Well, let me ask you a question then. How do you balance sometimes the need to make it easy with, I think sometimes the doing that causes you to create some compromises in making it the most useful. And what I mean by that is, you know, I manage a lot of, or our agency manages a lot of campaigns for small businesses. And, you know, when you really get in there and customize and tweak them and test them and to the nth degree, a lot of times you make changes that certainly wouldn't be the default settings. But obviously in your need to make it easy, you know, you have to have as many kind of click here, click here. So how do you balance that, knowing that sometimes ease is a compromise?
You know, the way we think about it is the simpler we can make the setup, the faster we can get you into doing the work that only you can do, right? Like what you just described, right? Like, so making sure that you've uploaded your very best pictures, continuing to work on your creative so that, like, I used to run a winery to make sure that, you know, my winery comes to life, right, with the, you know, the best phrases, and giving Google Ads a bunch of different phrases so we can test and optimize. And then helping you look at, hey, here's the search phrases you searched on, right? Let us know if there's, you know, any of these that, you know, that you don't feel like are as relevant to your business, so we can optimize those. So I feel like if we make things easy, we can actually help you more quickly get to those key things, right, which is making sure the creatives are great, making sure your products are coming forward, and making sure that, you know, all the search phrases and keywords are tuned.
Talk to me a little about local service ads. I mean, that certainly they seem to be picking up steam from Google's end. How are you finding the usefulness of that ad unit? And maybe I should describe it a little bit. So, you know, or maybe I should let you describe it a little bit. But I know that more and more people, more and more industries, more and more geography, the local service ad is becoming a prominent ad unit, certainly from a real estate standpoint on the search screen. So what is there a kind of future sort of pronouncement about how far we're going to go with that?
So local service ads is a product that we designed specifically for some of our local service verticals, like home services, like if you need a plumber or a locksmith or a house cleaner. So we felt like had some specific, both the users who are looking for those services and the businesses who are trying to grow those businesses had some specific needs. So it's a structured ad unit that sits at the top of search, and a lot of users notice right away that there's a Google guarantee, which helps users have confidence, and quickly reach out to and book a lot of small businesses online, which, you know, we really like how well that helps businesses convert, users convert with new businesses. So local services has grown. We've actually seen, 5x the number of businesses sign up. I'm originally from Dallas, and, you know, one of the businesses on local services is called GMaids, which, of course, we like, right? Because we talk about things that start with G a lot here at Google. But, you know, it's just a nice example of a local business in Dallas that, you know, has been able to use local services to really help grow their business and reach new customers.
Do you see, I mean, and this is a question for a lot of people in a lot of industries, do you see the expansion of local services into pretty much anything, you know, retail, flower shop? I mean, do you see it going beyond kind of what has been today, mostly the home services?
We're always testing verticals really more focused on service businesses, right? So, businesses that are come to your home or your business or provide a really specific service. Those businesses, you know, tend to be very small, right? Very small in nature. So a really structured ad unit is useful both to users and businesses, and really focuses on phone calls, you know, messaging, booking, right? Like just getting right into those direct connections between consumers and businesses. And we, you know, local services charges for leads, which makes it nice. You don't have to worry about, you know, what's the value of a click or anything like that. It's just a really clean and easy way to understand what value you're getting from your ads.
So let's talk about voice search. That's obviously become a growing area of, you know, where somebody's got Alexa or Siri or something and they say, you know, blah, 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 find me this or how do I do that? And they get the answers. Do you see ad units somehow working their way into voice search?
For right now, what we mostly see is voice search coming into mobile phones and then, right, our traditional mobile search results coming back, right? So there's kind of a nice interplay between how the user expresses their input in voice, but then often reading the responses sort of on their mobile phone in a traditional way.
And so you're saying that it would almost, on a mobile device, you're just going to return as though they had typed that search in. And so the ad units and everything will be there?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of innovation and change in this space. It's really early days. But we're mostly focused on just making sure our mobile search results are really great, both from an ads and organic perspective.
Right. So I'll ask it again, just because I'm really curious. Do you see a day, and you can speculate on this, you don't have to tell me Google's doing this. Do you see a day when I go, hey, Alexa, you know, what's the closest hair salon? And the first result of that is going to be an ad.
You know, I don't work in that space directly, so I'm probably not the best person to opine on the future of voice search. So I might hand it over to one of my colleagues to answer that question. We can follow up.
Okay, I'll let you off the hook then. How important are agencies in Google's ad product world? I mean, obviously they're important because they bring a lot of clients and things. But how do you view agencies in building out dashboards and products and things for them?
Oh, I we think agencies are incredibly important. And when I think specifically about small businesses, agencies are incredible partners, both to us and to businesses. While our team works really hard to make sure we've got really simple and easy to use products so that a small business of any size with any level of digital savvy can hop on and use them. At the same time, we know that, you know, a lot of small businesses want to go to an agency and have kind of a one-stop shop for digital marketing, which is great. And one of the things that I find when talking to agencies, especially those who serve SMBs, is, you know, they have some of the same needs that small businesses do, right? They've got a large portfolio of clients, and they want tools that are really powerful and really simple and easy to use so that they can focus their work with their clients on those same things, making sure they've got great creatives. They've got offers that really bring their specific business to life, right? And they're getting those, you know, those creatives really well tailored.
Yeah, and I do think, speaking as one of the audience of that I just addressed, I do think the more management tools, the better. So, you know, being able to manage multiple Google My Business accounts, Google Search Console accounts, AdWords accounts, analytics accounts, that's really obviously the key to, you know, kind of not pulling your hair out as an agency.
Absolutely.
So what's one, I'm going to give you an opportunity to introduce one awesome tutorial or tool or kind of upcoming thing that you think we ought to know about or be paying attention to from the world of Google.
Across the whole world of Google. Wow. I'll just stay focused on small businesses. But I think Google My Business continues to offer and introduce new features. So keep an eye out there. One of the new features that was added recently was the ability for consumers to follow businesses and maps, which I think is really, really cool. But I go back to Google for small business. We've worked really hard to just put everything in one place. I hear over and over again from small businesses, who just say, look, there's so much out there in the world of digital advertising. And even in the world of Google, can you just put it all in one place and give me a step-by-step guide? We will continue to invest in that tool to help more and more make sure that small businesses have a single place to go and it's easy to get started and take advantage of our tools to get online and grow the business.
And we will, of course, have a link to Google for Small Business in the show notes. So, Kim, always great to hear what's going on at Google and appreciate you stopping by and sharing your insights. And hopefully we'll run into you someday out there on the road.
Look forward to it. Thanks, John.